Reading about wholeness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with thought for today. Reading about wholeness. The other day, I was talking about Mr. Death and his visit, and Mr. Life, and what sort of things they brought into our world. Name it and claim it. I was talking about how if we concentrate on death, the experiences of death are always with us. We live in an awareness of death. And if we concentrate on life, then we live in an awareness of life. Now, we can make a choice of what we want to concentrate on, what we want to experience, and what we want to know. Well, if we will read about wholeness, then we will understand wholeness, perhaps. We'll understand how other people think about wholeness. We'll understand the ramifications of it. We'll understand the necessity of eating good foods and drinking pure fluids, water and whatever else. We'll understand what the necessity is of living in a good consciousness of wholeness. We'll understand what all these things are all about. And that's great. Now, it reminds me of how the little boy said to his father, "Dad, let's go play." And the father says, "All right, son, sit down." And the son sat down, and the father said, "Play. This is an act of enjoying yourself. To play means to do things that are pleasant, to do things that you find fulfilling, to do things that make your heart sing. To play has many definitions for it. Now, I would like to read you a book on play. Now, here's a book about play, all the different games that can be played as play, and these are all the activities that can be entered into. And the father went on discussing with the son all about play. And finally, after an endless time, the boy turned to his father and said, "Dad, I like to play when I play. I don't like to think about play when I play. For when I play, I am playing and I'm not thinking about it. And if I'm thinking about playing, I'm not playing, I'm thinking about playing and I'm not playing. But I like to play, so therefore I don't think about play, I just play. Now, Dad, you want to come out and play ball with me?" And the father said, "Just a minute. Now, this is what it means to play ball." "No, Dad, come on, let's go throw the ball with each other." And so, finally, the dad got up, went outside, and threw the ball with his son. And the boy says, "Now, Dad, this is playing." And so, he threw the ball. And his father took the bat and hit the ball. But he bunted the bat so that the ball would just top and rise and fall right into his son's hands. And his son says, "Hey, Dad, that's cool. You really know how to play." And Dad says, "Yeah, I used to do a lot of this. Well, Dad, let's do more of it." "Oh, I've got so much to do." "Dad, you never have too much to do to play. Because playing and enjoying yourself and being yourself, what life of, my goodness, son, where'd you hear all that?" "You, Dad, you read it to me out of your book on how to play. Now, I'm saying, let's not read it, let's do it. Let's be it. Dad, you're good. Hey, Dad, bunt me a couple more." And the father bunts a few more flies to the son, and he catches them, and he throws it back in a gentle way to his dad, and his dad bunts again a few more flies. And they play and enjoy each other. And then the father says, "Gee, that's neat." And the boy says, "Okay, Dad, now I'll bunt and you throw it." And so they switch sides and they play. And then a couple more boys come along and they say, "Hey, what you doing?" "Oh, we're just bunting balls. Can we play too?" And the father says, "Well, now, this is what it means to play. Come on, Dad, get off it. Let's just play." And so the boys join in, and they bunt the ball back and forth, and pretty soon they're playing a game of baseball. and there's enough of them there for the whole team. And they're just playing away. And a couple more boys come along, and they become the other team. And pretty soon they're having a wonderful game together. And Dad says, now, these are the rules of the game. And the boys all say, we don't want any rules, we just want to play. But if you don't have rules, then how can you have a game? Well, we don't want a game, we want to play. But a game needs rules. Well, we want to play, now bunt the ball. And so they bunted the ball. And one of the boys ran in and caught the ball where he shouldn't have. He should have let the ball be sent out from the pitcher to the hitter. And this boy ran out and grabbed it in between. Hey, you're not supposed to do that, the father called out. And the other boy said, he can do what he wants to. He's playing. We're having fun. But don't you realize? And the father began to realize that playing was not necessarily playing a game or following rules. Playing was just doing what comes naturally, to run and jump and sing and dance, to gather in all the enjoyment that life has to offer. Reading about wholeness, it's just not enough. It won't do it. You want to be wholeness. And how would the father define wholeness? Oh, he'd have a book full of information on how to define wholeness. But how would the boy define wholeness? And the boy would say, feeling good! Oh, yes, 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 I'm whole and perfect, feeling good! And what other definition is there for wholeness than feeling good? And when I choose to feel good, I'm whole. When I choose to feel happy, I'm whole. When I choose by my way and my action and by my attitude and by my thinking and speaking, my singing, that I am whole, then I am whole. It's all a matter of how I want to play my game. Do I want my rules to take over and be the game, or do I want to be the game? Do I want to be the game of dancing and singing? We watched a couple dancing on television the other night, and the man said, I don't dance. And then they watched him dance, and he danced so beautifully, and they said, hey, you dance well. And he says, I didn't say I couldn't dance, I just said I didn't. And this is how most of us are in our life. We didn't say we couldn't be whole and perfect. We just didn't do it. And we have to get out there and dance and fly with the music and fly with our feelings and maybe go beyond the music. So many couples, when they're deeply in love and happily in each other's embrace, and the music stops, they keep right on dancing, because they're dancing to an inner music that is more brilliant, more beautiful, more magnificent, more in tune with who they are than the outer music could ever hope to be. Our inner music, our inner song that we dance to, is our wholeness. And reading about wholeness is not going to do it. Reading about playing games and playing is not going to do it. And playing by the rules is not going to do it. Playing by your heart, by the joy, by the delight, by the enthusiasm, by the spiritual wonderment of your inner being, and delighting to your soul's delight in all that you're doing. Much better than reading about it, doing it, being it, living it. That's what it's all about. Have a lovely day and have fun. Remember, be yourself and have fun. Don't just talk about it. Do it. I love you. I love you. I love you.